My name is W. Bruce Cameron, and my book is A Dog's Purpose.
And do you go by Bruce, or
yeah,
I guess not by W?
Call me Bruce.
Okay. All right, we are rolling, Bruce. Bailey is the reincarnated dog in your book. Is there a Bailey, first of all, in your life?
You know, I've got a brand new dog named Tucker. Well, he's been here for 10 months now, and he's a rescue, very different than Bailey. Bailey is a purebred golden. My dog is a golden wannabe. He's got the face of a golden, and then his body just gave up and became whatever it's going to be. But, you know, he's a great dog. He loves me. He thinks that I invented bacon.
There you go.
Yeah, he worships me.
That's great. I have a golden also. The only problem with Milo is that he sheds, but that's okay. That's okay. Bruce, give us a thumbnail sketch of the story. It sounds like a marvelous one.
Sure. A Dog's Purpose is the story of a dog who reincarnates and remembers each life as he does so, and over time learns lessons in each life that helps him with the next. And comes to believe that there must be a reason for this, a purpose, because otherwise it wouldn't keep happening. So he determines that what he must do is figure out his purpose and fulfill it, or he'll just keep being reborn. So he goes through several different lives, several different incarnations, all of it in search of the larger, what is my purpose question.
And I read some of the blurbs that reviewers wrote about your book, and it said that it is a multi-Kleenex read, that there won't be a dry eye in the house.
Okay, but I want to tell everybody, I want to assure you, it's not Old Yeller. A Dog's Purpose is not a dog, not a dog book that ends with us burying a dog. The dog doesn't die in the end in this one. Sure, every dog book, just as every dog life, has its ups and downs, and that's what happens in A Dog's Purpose. So, yes, for a lot of people, it was very moving, and a lot of people confess that they were moved to tears by some of the things that happens in A Dog's Purpose.
Now, where did you get the kernel of the idea for your book? Were you looking into a dog's eye at the time?
You know, that is almost exactly the story. I happened to be riding my bike and I in the mountains, and I ran across a dog with whom I interacted, and the dog looked at me and acted toward me as if it had met me before, and in fact, reminded me so much of my dog Cammy that I had when I was a little boy that I rode away with this, you know, this disquieting notion that perhaps I had just encountered the soul of my very first pet. And that notion just never left me, and I started wondering, well, what would that look like from the dog's perspective? And hence, A Dog's Purpose, which is a book told from the perspective of a dog.
Years ago, you might have remembered it, there was a book about how dogs would know when their owner was coming home.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And do you believe that? Or what do you think about a dog's sense of time?
You know, I don't know that I believe that dogs have precognition, but I do believe that they have an astounding array of senses available to them that we just don't tap into. Their sense of smell, for example, is just extraordinary. We can prove that in the laboratory. What's harder to prove, but we can observe it, is that dogs really are our companions, and they are tuned into us. They can feel us in terms of our emotions. We did this. We bred them to be our companions. We selected out all the ones that weren't perfect for us until we came up with this creature who looks to us for guidance in every way. And if you're sad around your dog knows it. Try sometime when you're sitting there and you're feeling sad and your dog will walk up to you with a tennis ball and say, come on, let's play.
Yeah.
It's because the dog wants to cheer you up. That's its whole function, its whole purpose, if you will, is to try to make you happy.
I'm sure that this has happened to many dog owners. I was sick recently for a few weeks, and so I was home during the day, and my dog did not leave my side until toward the end of my illness when he saw that I was getting better. Then he sort of went about
that's
his
right.
normal business, and that's incredible, but so important with regard to my recovery.
Yeah, exactly. I think, and that's what happens in A Dog's Purpose. There's an incident very similar to that, and the dog stays focused on his person until that person heals.
You know, even though some people say that dogs require so much of their owners in terms of care, time, and they do tie you down, I've never thought of it that way because I've had so many dogs, and they're really a part of the family, and you don't think of it too much as a sacrifice.
I can't think of a dog as doing anything but improving my life. In fact, that after my last dog died, I thought I wasn't ready for a dog, and I went for a long time without one, 4 years, and then now that I've adopted my dog, Tucker, I'm wondering, why in the world did I wait? They bring so much love, they bring so much joy into your life. They're worth every single moment that you go through. Yeah, they are a big responsibility, but any relationship that's worth it takes a little bit of work, but you sure get a lot of reward out of it.
That's so true. You know, my next-door neighbor is an animal lover, and he has a number of dogs. And one of his dogs died, and my husband and I happened to go by the veterinary's office, and we see our next-door neighbor out there, and he was crying, I mean wailing, because the dog had passed. And it was almost like every sad feeling that he ever had in his life was coming out in expressing this grief for the dog. And I was thinking how much dogs are sort of like emotional touchstones for guys, for anybody, but especially for guys who seem to be these stoic creatures.
Well, that's right. That's something I really believe that we should open our eyes to the lesson that dogs teach us by leaving us so tragically early. I mean, for us, every time we adopt a dog, we know it's going to end like Old Yeller. It's going to end with a dog funeral, and that is really tough emotionally to deal with. But think of the perspective it gives us when it comes to what really matters in life, and when it comes to understanding that life has these moments in it, and that to thoroughly embrace life and to get the most out of life, you run the risk of feeling these emotions. And that's what dogs are. That's their purpose.
Now, what about a dog's purpose with regard to kids? Is a dog's purpose for kids, or is it for anyone, or what have you been thinking about in regard to children?
You know, I didn't write it for children. It's an adult novel, but it was picked up by the Scholastic Book Fair, and I've gotten emails from children as young as 8 saying that they read it, or that their parents read it to them, or maybe their dog read it to them, and they just feel like their enthusiasm is so touching as an author to get an email from a 12-year-old saying, "This is the best book ever!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. You know, and you're like, that is really why you write, is to be able to touch people. So I've always said that I write stuff that you wouldn't be embarrassed to show your grandmother, and A Dog's Purpose, I set out to do that. And I think I accomplished it. I think I have a book that's that touches all ages and all people.
Other works that you've written have gone onto the little screen now. A Dog's Purpose is going to be made into a movie. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was lucky enough. DreamWorks hired my wife. I was going to say my fiance, but we got married last year, so I should give her the promotion she deserves. My wife, who is a screenwriter, and I were given the opportunity to write the screenplay for A Dog's Purpose to come to the big screen, and they are still eyeing 2012, thinking that they might be able to get it on the screen as early as next year, even though movies take a long time to come together. So we're thrilled that A Dog's Purpose is going to be a movie.
I bet you are. Do you know yet who has been tapped to play Bailey?
No, you know, but interestingly enough, I know one of the dogs who played Marley in Marley and Me.
Oh.
And there were like 9 of them. I mean, it's really, it takes a village. It takes a dog pack to play a dog. So, and of course, this one's more complicated because it's not just Bailey, but there's also other dogs like Ellie, whose Bailey's soul continued with a different name. So it's really going to be a lot of dogs that are going to come together for this one, an ensemble cast of dogs.
Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with when it comes to A Dog's Purpose?
I think that, I appreciate that. I wanted to write a book that just stated some simple truths that we all know to be true, and that is that real love never dies, and that our true friends will always find their way back to us. And in A Dog's Purpose, I hope I communicated those simple concepts so that people could believe them.
Oh, that was very well said. Very well said. You must be a writer.